We're at Syndicated News Net again. We are interviewing parents for the holidays that have been alienated through the tool of parental alienation. Today we're talking to a mum from Sydney, Australia. So, welcome. Are you with us?
I am.
Excellent. How many children do you have?
I have 3 children, a son and 2 daughters.
Now, you told me it was very difficult and a brave decision to separate from your ex-spouse. Why is that?
Because I knew my life would be made like hell if I did. And I knew once I said those finalizing words, I want a separation, then I wouldn't be able to look back and I would have to be prepared to fight the biggest and most dangerous battle, I think, of my life.
Did you ever think he would go to the severe extent he has gone to? If you thought it, why so?
Yes. After I left, he threatened that he would do everything in his power to destroy me in every possible way. And because of the domestic violence I had lived through with him and his high-profile contacts and resources, I knew he was capable of following through with his threat.
When did your parental alienation story begin?
The day I said to him that I was thinking about leaving him, I kind of gave a little bit of warning about 6 weeks before I'd made the final decision back in 2003. During the time I was making the most difficult decision of my life, unbeknown to me, he was busy with a head start to his campaign to alienate me and destroy me and all traces of the truth of our past, and setting in place and creating the story to accompany that campaign. Without me knowing, he went through all my files and emails and took what he needed, even taking the kids' passports, and set up, invented and create his version of our story where he would be portrayed as the victim and hero and me as the abuser and villain. Exactly how it has turned out.
Well, one thing we're not going to do is we're not going to give those people any additional power to further destroy you. The reason we wanted to talk to you is because we wanted to ask a few questions. Did you ever think you would lose your kids in this severe fashion?
Unfortunately, yes. He told me the best way he knew how to hurt me was through the kids. And I was very, very close and dedicated to my children. And he was right. The most effective and severe way to hurt me was through the kids.
Have any of your children been singled out as the target child?
Yes, unfortunately. My son, he's the oldest. Again, unbeknown to me, as soon as I separated, my son was targeted as the best child to manipulate and poison my relationship with. I had always also been warned that everything would be done to destroy my very close relationship with my son. And unfortunately, he has also succeeded with that threat.
What restrictions have been made between you and your children?
I have 2 restraining orders from the family court and from the criminal court where I am unable to contact my children by any means. I can't send love letters, emails, birthday cards. I can't wave in the street if I see them or call out, "I love you." I've actually been told I can't even look sideways, basically, at my kids.
Why do you think these restraints have been put on you?
To protect and support the story that has been told to my children and everyone else, that I don't love, care, or want my children.
I know that's not true. Has anyone else been involved in the alienation process?
Of course. It takes a whole lot of people to enable a parental alienator in their campaign, you know, from friends, family, all the way through to the court system.
Do you know what reason your children have been given for you having no contact at all with them?
Yeah, occasionally I hear through others the story that's out there about me and the blatant untruth that has been circulating for some time that I don't love, care, or want my children. Other negative things, and that I went absolutely crazy.
When your children are torn from you, a person does go absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and I've done everything I can to stop myself from doing that because I have to be the healthiest I possibly can for when my children are returned back to me.
Your kids know your voice since they've heard your voice when they were in your womb. Would you leave a love message for each of your children? Would you do that?
Oh, I would love to have that opportunity.
Please, go ahead and leave a message for your children.
Okay. Not a day that passes without you has gone uncounted or unnoticed. Not a day passes where I don't think about you, miss you, love you, hear you, feel you, or fight for you. Even though we have been separated physically, I have never felt the separation from you spiritually, because all three of you are always with me so significantly in my heart and soul, and are with me wherever and always I am. Please know I have never stopped being your mom. I will forever and always be your mom, and I am so proud to be your mom. My bond with you is unbreakable and eternal. From this experience, our bond cannot be broken by absence, distance, or time. I promised you I would never stop loving you or fighting for you, and that promise is not negotiable. I miss and love you more than there is a way to measure it. I've counted every day that's passed without you, never changing how much I love you, never giving up or giving in with my fight to get you back. Please know I am doing everything I can to get the justice that will bring us back together, and be sure I will continue until that time. Until then, please know I am forever and always your mom, loving you and fighting for your rights, needs, security, worth, happiness, and well-being. Remember, each day that passes is one day closer to us being together again. See you as soon as possible, my precious babies. I love you.
And I know that in time, as the years pass and these children are becoming young persons and want to come to you, your arms will be open, won't they?
My heart and my arms and my door is always open and ready for that day that they come back.
And there will be no reproaching them, because none of this was their fault.
No, and that's the other thing I really want them to realize. It was
tell
never
them. Tell them.
My beautiful baby, this was never ever your fault. You did nothing wrong. Please, please know that.
This is syndicatednews.net with another alienated parent who has lost his or her children. And we will continue bringing these stories to you until we see some change worldwide. We've been interviewing parents from all over the world to help them leave a message for their children. And with that, we wrap it up. Thank you.